Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report today. Our report is a podcast and a radio station, a radio program on local radio station. So I encourage you to check us out mainly off of our webpage podcast. Today we will spend some time talking about Haywood County Schools Foundation grants. And this is, I think, the first time that we've done a podcast about the grants, even though we've done them for a long, long time. My very special guest on the program is Jenny Wood. She is the Haywood County Schools Foundation Executive Director. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, appreciate you being on today. Ms. Wood is on a lot, three or four times every year, talking about foundation activities like the Mardi Gras Ball and school checks and all kinds of other great things.
I'm usually on talking about fundraisers, but today we're talking about how we're giving those funds away.
Giving the funds away. You and I are pretty familiar with the foundation grants because they've occurred for a long time, but since we've not done a podcast on those before, can you just tell people a little bit about the foundation grants, what those are?
Yeah, sure. The foundation grants have been available for a long time. Even when I was a classroom teacher, I remember applying for them, and that's been at least 10 or longer years ago that they were started. So these grants are available to all Haywood County school employees, and a lot of them are classroom grants, and some of those are for staff development grants, which are for any employee. It does not have to be a classroom teacher.
Right.
So we have a variety.
And can you just maybe talk about the different types of grants that are provided for teachers?
We have, for classroom teachers, specifically classroom teachers, and this is classroom ranging from every subject and every all curriculum, but we have a First Citizens Reading Grant that focuses on reading instruction. Then we have the Duke Progress Energy Conservation Grant. So this is an innovative ways that classrooms will conserve energy or save energy. We have Evergreen Packaging Math and Science Grants. So they want to focus on the math and the science areas and STEM and things like that. We have Home Trust Staff Development Grant, which is for any employee. If any employee wants to go to a staff development, they can apply for this grant. We have Quick Draw, which is specifically for art teachers. That is an art grant. And then we have Student Activity Grants, which is a little different in nature because it is for competition. So if any club or classroom is going on a trip to a competition, or Battle of the Books is having a competition, they can apply for this grant to get some extra funding to help with the costs that come along with competition.
That competition travel can be expensive, and our academic competitions don't generate their own revenues like a basketball team might.
Exactly.
So it's a good way for the foundation to support our academic groups that are in a competitive arena. So, and now selection, the money's there, it's raised by the foundation through the sponsors, and we'll talk more about the sponsors maybe at the end and make sure we thank them appropriately. But let's talk a little bit about the selection process.
Okay. It is a process to be selected for the grants. All the applications are available at the beginning of each school year to everyone. So everyone has the same applications for the different grants, and they're all due to me at a certain time, which is usually around the end of September.
Mm-hmm.
And once I get all the grants, then I will disperse them to the different scholarship committees. So we have committees for each one of these grants that uses rubrics to score each grant. So there may be three or four or two or three on these committees, and they look at the grants and score them based on the rubrics, and they send their scores back to me, and then we just average them. And based on the amount of money we have, we award what we can afford, what's funded.
And we didn't talk about this during show prep, but those those review committees for the grants, I imagine, are representatives of the sponsors, mm-hmm. in most cases, people from the businesses or companies there or providers.
There are people from the businesses, there are foundation board members, mm-hmm. and they score them. And they score them individually and then send them back to me.
Okay.
So we take the average of all the scores.
All right, great. Mm-hmm. And so how much money was awarded this year? We did the grants in early November. Mm-hmm. And how much money was awarded this year?
Well, just based on these five grants, or six grants counting the student activity, we actually gave a little bit over $33,000 away in grant money.
And that's great.
It is. Very exciting, and that's one of my favorite things to do, give out the money.
Yeah, that's always nice, and it's rewarding for the sponsors and for the teachers or other employees receiving the grants that they can use, mm-hmm. to learn more about their trade or to help students perform better in school. Now, this year was really neat. The grants were given in a very different way. And mm-hmm. it was very enjoyable for me to not participate, but to be there and observe what occurred. So can you tell our listeners on the podcast, you know, maybe what we used to do very briefly and then what happened this year?
Sure. Before and in years past, we've always had grant receptions. We've just done them separately. So we would do only the winners for HomeTrust at HomeTrust.
Right.
And the winners at Evergreen, only at Evergreen. Well, this year we decided to do them all together in one day, one afternoon at one reception. And it still didn't take as long as people might have thought. But
yeah, in an auditorium.
In an auditorium. Right. We did it at Tuscola this year, where the winners from each one of the grants came. And in order to get the money, they had to tell a 10-second, 15-second blurb about what they had written the grant for and what they were going to use that money toward and how that was going to help them in their classroom or help them with instructional practices or whatever they had written it for. So we decided to do that because we felt like it would share more ideas across the county. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I had an elementary teacher call me about a grant that a middle school had written that she heard at the reception, and she wanted to know more about that and if that could be adapted to an elementary level. So mm-hmm. I put those two teachers in contact, and now they're working together on this Ninja Reading PE grant thing. So it's going to be interesting.
Folks, but if you're listening, we do whatever we can to engage students and staff to help them read better and do math better and be more proficient in science.
We have very creative teachers.
Just whatever happens. And before we, thank our sponsors again, and I cannot, through memory, recite or quote all the things that I heard, but it was like the Ninja Reading thing. Mm-hmm. One of the high school band directors actually got a reading grant, and that sounds odd, but that's how unique the applications mm-hmm. were, and that you have a high school music person who operates a very proficient music/band program, but they're going to incorporate some instruction related to literacy and reading.
Mm-hmm.
And we had another high school chemistry kind of person who actually is doing some stuff with, radioactive dating.
Right.
That would not have been possible without these grants.
Funding. And another one that sticks out in my mind is a science. It was the Evergreen Math and Science grant, and they actually are going to use jump ropes to help them with their science instruction in a very creative
probably
and unique way.
Probably kinesiology or something.
So, in
the last few seconds, let's thank our sponsors.
We want to thank First Citizens Bank, Duke Progress Energy, Evergreen Packaging, Home Trust Bank, and the Quick Draw Committee.
Okay, and I want to thank you as the foundation director and the members of the foundation board because they help score and do things like that too.
Thank you.
All right. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. Thank the foundation for all that they do to help our school system with funds that aren't otherwise available. And I hope everyone has a great day and a safe day.